You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I invite you to journey with me to a new day. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. So join thousands of women and men from around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment.
The Bible tells us in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." What an incredible invitation that we're starting today's coffee with. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Coffee, Conversations of Friends of Faith to Encourage and Equip. I'm Kim Crable, always, always delighted to have you join us. Today, this program is very dear to my heart, and we're going to start out with that great invitation. I think it's the second greatest invitation of the Bible. First being the invitation to know Jesus, and then this, His words, found in Matthew 11:28, where He is beckoning us to Him. "Come to me," He's saying. He's welcoming us into His presence as we are. But there's some secrets in that passage, and that's what we want to talk to you about today. Joining me are two people who love this scripture and understand the invitation in this as much as I do. Oh, it's my delight to welcome to Coffee right now today, Susan Young and Jen Keenan. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
It's so good to see you. And so, gosh, I am so excited to dive in. That scripture, which I said was one of the greatest invitations of the Bible other than salvation, and we know it because we've been into it. It is the foundation of our curriculum that we teach that God gave to me many years ago called Burdens to Blessings. And so let's dive into a little bit of that meaning in Matthew 11:28, where it talks about, "And I will give you rest." He says, "Come to me and I will give you rest." That the rest is reversal. We've learned in the Greek. Burden, we've learned in Greek, is a task in waiting. What is a task in waiting? Who wants to jump in here?
Perhaps something that you have been called for, but haven't yet done, for whatever reason.
Yes.
Something that you feel a nudge for. And just haven't quite stepped out yet.
Absolutely. It's in there. It's waiting to happen. And many times we don't see it because it seems like such a burden, right? You want to speak to that, Jen?
Yes.
Because it is a burden until God does something with it.
Right. And I always feel like, especially after going through this study, I feel like for me, I never understood that at first, but I loved the clarity it gave me because I didn't used to think of a positive out of those things. And then it allowed me to see, oh, that task in waiting. Okay, yeah, there's something in there. And it made me want to dig a little deeper to figure out what that task was.
Absolutely. So I remember at a very low point in my life where I just felt like it was just a hopelessness almost. And maybe some of our audience, maybe they're feeling that hopelessness in the way the world is and the way their life is going. Many times our life doesn't go the way we expect it, you know, and that's where I was. And God gave this scripture to me, and it was Jesus speaking, "Come to me, you're weary, you're burdened, and I will give you rest." And I stayed in that, and I began to realize that the burdens that I was carrying, the hurt that I had, God said, "There's a purpose in that pain, but you have to give it to me." And so that's when He began the healing journey with me that we now call Burdens to Blessings, discovering the power of your story. And audience, I want you to know, Jen teaches this curriculum along with, and Susan, Jen in the Baltimore area, Susan more in the Atlanta surrounding area, Lake Oconee. And they have witnessed, ladies, haven't we witnessed that this is really true in the lives of all of us, that the things that we are carrying around that we're trying to hide are the that have happened in our life, that we feel shame and guilt and regret. God is saying, I can strip you of that shame, guilt, and regret and do something. Let's talk about what you have seen. Maybe you've seen it personally in your lives, or how would you want to talk about that?
Well, I always love, and I think it was, it might have been week two, I think, and you talk about, no, actually it was week one when we really first kick off the study, and we talk about how we're, it's like we're looking at a person, but we're speaking to their hurts. And I always remember that, because even in life now, I feel like even if I go into the grocery store, I look at people so different ever since I've done this study. And I've been doing this now for, I think, over 10 years. I don't even know how many times I've done it. But what it allowed me to do is really see kind of behind that surface. And so whether you're dealing with a grumpy checkout clerk or somebody that's even on the road, I don't know. I just feel like I always now feel like maybe I have that insight, like, oh, what's going on in their heart? What's going on? And so I feel like it's given me a lot more compassion for people. Mm-hmm. And it just gives me a lot more of an open mind, I think. And that's also helped me even in raising my children when they're dealing with issues, to try and teach them, hey, that girl's mean, but who knows what's going on at home? So I feel like that was such a, I don't want to say basic because it's not basic, but for me, it became such a basic part of everyday life.
It's one of the foundational truths of Burdens of Blessings, is understanding that in this world, we will all have trials and tribulations, and to be more compassionate in dealing with them. Absolutely. Susan?
You know, I'm thinking about the Burdens to Blessings that we just finished in the Lake Oconee area last night. It was 8 weeks. And I always say, I don't know how it could get any better, but it gets better. And that's because God's in the middle of it. But last night took me back to the first night that we had with this group. And when we did the first activity where the ladies actually put their burdens out there, anonymously, of course, but we made the comment later in our team meeting about how heavy some of those burdens seemed, and they were extraordinary. Some we had never even heard before. But the other thing that struck me is that there were so many that were alike, and that made it so real that people that we know, lots of ladies in this particular group knew each other from the same church. We were a very small community. And that means that women out there were still carrying those burdens that we didn't even know about. We know these ladies, and we didn't even know they were carrying them. And then for them to find out that somebody else in the room had the same burden, and they just, it was powerful. And I've only done it 1 year. Jen, I can't imagine 10 years. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to do it for 10 years.
And isn't it true? But let's talk about that for a minute, because people might be going, well, why would you want to do it for 10 years? I don't understand it. Isn't it the same curriculum? Isn't it the same? And it is. I mean, it's written. The curriculum was literally lifted from my own healing journey when God offered that invitation to me. And then we go through what we call weeks of the information. You know, he gives us the invitation. We go through weeks of this information, of taking steps and what to do. But why is it that we want to just keep doing it over and over and over again?
I can't imagine not doing it, to tell you the truth. And that's what the ladies say at every single time at the last night, when we can do another one. Me personally, it has helped me unpack a lot of things that I originally didn't see. Even when I put a burden out there the very first time, I'm still unpacking some of that. As one of our facilitators say, I'm still peeling the onion, still getting the layers. And every time I go through it, I see just a little bit of something different that's helpful.
Yes.
Yes, because God's word is active and alive, and it's always at work in us. And isn't it true, ladies, that we are very complex women? You know, we have, if you've lived more than, you know, a year, you've probably known some kind of hurt or disappointment. And you know, when we get into the mean girl years and we get into college and we get into, you know, what adulthood, I mean, we don't, it's just like one of the women, Jen, last night, one of the women said, I came to this study to equip myself on how to help everybody else.
Wow.
She had no idea what God, the healing that God was getting ready to do in my life. Susan, did you not want to just stand up and scream and say, yes?
I want to give a big hug. It was, she was so pure with that. She was
yes.
astonished that she had found those things out.
And that's why we keep going through it. Back to my original point, is because we're hurting, but we have attended to our own hurts. As women, we're tending to everyone else. And God is saying, come to me, bring your hurts. And that's what I love about this 8-week series or the day retreats that we do, however we present it, that it almost draws a circle around each woman and they get to sit with the Lord and their hurts. And he begins this transformation that only he can do, but he needs women. He uses the women around them, right, Jen, to be able to hear and receive the hurts.
Yes. And I was thinking, as you're saying that, like one of the reasons, I mean, yeah, I've been doing it for over 10 years and I honestly don't even know how many times we've done this, but what I love about it is you've created such a great curriculum, but I call it God's curriculum in the fact that every time we come in, we're in a different season of life. We're in a different place. So I feel like we have no idea what God's going to do. And I mean, I just had even an epiphany last week in my week two.
Wait a minute, Jim. You've been teaching it for 10 years and you're still learning?
Exactly.
Me too.
It was because somebody had shared something and all of a sudden it triggered something that took me back. And I had this moment of like, oh my gosh, is that why? It's like it connected a dot for me. And it allowed me to say to her, wow, because you just shared that. I just connected a dot that I haven't even thought about. And so that's what I love. I feel like God, it's different every time. So yeah, I agree with you, Kim, when people say, well, why would I do it again? Because it's never the same. You know, we've had people that have said to Kim, why did you say that this time? You didn't say it last time. It's like, it's in the curriculum. We say it every time.
Oh, Jen. Last night, God gave me something else that I can't share. I will be sharing it as we travel with this. Something brand new that Susan, was it not amazing? so for you friends who are listening and we bring it to your area, there's always something new. There's not a canned message. Now, here's the thing. People are going, well, wait a minute. Is it not a book? How can it not be a canned message? What is it that makes it different from time to time, ladies?
The women.
The women. Yeah. The ladies themselves.
Yes.
The ideas they bring and the burdens that they bring and the responses to each other.
Yes. Their hopes, their dreams, their hurts, that's what makes it different. You never know how you are going to be able to use your story to give other people hope. And that's the whole premise of, you know, Burdens of Blessings. Discover the power of your story. And each time it's so different and it's so exciting, and to anticipate what God is going to do is just about more than my heart can handle sometimes, because I see, isn't it true? Let's talk about the shame, guilt, and regret that women walk around in every day.
Mind blowing, honestly, to me sometimes. I mean, I know we all have stuff and I know I have stuff, but sometimes when you look at these women that just seem so put together, the best jobs, the best husbands, the best everything, and then you start hearing some of these hurts, and my heart just hurts for them sometimes. And it also makes me go, oh my gosh, finally somebody I can connect with. Yes. Which a lot of times in life, we don't have those people, you know, that we can really get through that surface talk and just really talk about stuff. And that goes back to what you were saying, why this study is different each time, because you have no idea what somebody's going to say that might connect, that maybe in your last 5 groups, nobody even said something like that. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So that's why I always encourage women, hey, if you've done the study once, even if you've done it three times, but you've always done it with the same group, step out, try it with a whole new group, because you're going to be amazed at who God puts in that group to not only speak to you, but who you're going to speak to differently.
Absolutely.
And one of the beauties of it is also the small group component, where the ladies really take what they've gotten in the larger session and really start digging deep with some of the questions. The questions are so intentional and allow the women to dig deep. And just in my small group this time, I had two ladies that connected on the same issue. Neither one of them knew that the other had the issue, and they've known each other for years. It was like a glorious story. I can't wait to talk about this some more. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, these two people will walk side by side, go to church together, play tennis together, do social events together, raise their kids together, do all of these things, and they come into a burdens the blessings together, and they realize we've been walking around with the same trauma, the same hurt, the same dreams, whatever, and we never got on a level to talk about that. And it takes friendship to where God wants friendship to be. The healing, the restorative, the real, the authentic, the no more hiding, the where we can look at one another and we know we can see hurt and the pain or the hopes and the dreams. It's a whole new level of living, isn't it, ladies? Let's talk about just a couple of the principles. One of the principles I love is, you know, fighting for your future rather than fighting for your past. Let's talk about that. That's one of the big things that women like a lot, that's so needed.
I would say one of the things I love about that chapter is because it's kind of like we talk about, right? It's like we need to look backwards, but you don't want to stay backwards, you know? So we can use all that stuff, but we really need to use that to propel us forward. And so that's what I love is that, you know, in this study, you really give the tools and the scriptures to, like, we can touch on that, but we're not going to stay there. And some moments we may stay there. There might be a place where God has us at that moment where we're trying to work through something, but we're still always keeping our eyes ahead of us.
So right.
Not to keep going backwards.
Right. Visit the past, but there's no reason to fight it because no amount of fighting is going to take it away. Right, Susan?
Exactly. There was a lady, again, in my small group last night. I keep going back to this because it's so fresh in my mind. But she shared with us early on an event in her life, but she didn't call it a burden. And she said, even at the beginning, she said, I kind of felt bad that first night because I didn't really have a burden. And throughout the 8 weeks, she came to realize that what she was saying each week turned out to be a burden that's now turned into a blessing for her. She said, I can't change anything, any of that. I can't change it. But now I know that actually was a burden that I've been able to work through. And now I can use that to bless other women, to talk to other women about it.
Absolutely. And that's one of the secrets of burdens and blessings is that God is not going to come and just wipe away everything you've gone through. He respects what he's allowed us to get through. He honors that. And now he wants to use it for what is that? Genesis 50:20. Others may have meant it for harm. We may have even meant it for harm at some point in our lives. But what was meant for harm, God wants to turn for our good. But why? For the saving of many. Our stories really matter. They help with others. Well, we have to talk about the why. Why is this important? You know, I may say, well, I have kept these hurts stuck in my heart for years. Why talk about them? Why should I do that? So let's talk about the whys, including the doily.
Jen, you want to address the doily?
Well, how much do you want me to reveal about the doily?
Just enough. Well, we only have 3 minutes, so not a lot. But what does the doily? There is a visual we use with a doily. That's a kitchen doily that we use to help us do what, Jen?
to number our days is kind of what actually I have a piece. I have, this was a little while ago because I was a little younger, but this is a piece of my doily that I actually keep up here on my desk. So yeah, it teaches us to number our days so that we can get a heart of wisdom, right? That's the scripture behind it, but it really does open our eyes as we go through this activity. To just really kind of, like you said, again, maybe look back, but to really look forward and say, hey, okay, how's God using me? How's he using my time? How can I better use my time each day?
Yes, exactly. And how can I take what the part of my life that I've already lived and finish strong, you know, and what is it that I have tucked in my heart that if it stays tucked in my heart, it's not going to help anyone else.
Right,
Susan? Isn't that what we talked about last night?
Well, it is. And I go back to the thing that I learned the very first time I took it is that once that burden is out, my visual is once the burden's on the table, literally I see it on the table, it no longer has power over me.
Yes,
I am free from that. And then I can move forward. And my doily is much smaller than yours, Jen. But I keep it in my calendar. And every week when I turn the calendar page, I change the doily. And on the doily I've got is the what's worth my doily.
Yes.
Every time I'm planning things and all the things that I'm thinking about doing, worth my doily.
Absolutely. You know, the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to have us regretting and living in guilt when God says, no, I don't want you to do any of that. I don't want guilt is not from God. He says, I don't want you to regret. He wants to redeem it so that we can use it. And don't we see that every time we see that? So let me ask you, we only have about maybe 2.5 minutes left, but why would you, if someone's listening and they're going, oh, I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, if I'm honest, because that's the way I was. If I'm honest, I don't even know where to start. I feel like my whole life is just a big bag of burdens. What would you say to them about the program? What would be the hope that you would give to them about the hurts and the burdens they're carrying right now?
I would say do it, because for one, you just get to walk hand in hand with somebody even on their journey. And so sometimes even if you feel like you have a lot of burdens, you have a lot of stuff, but maybe you feel like you've dealt with it. Maybe you feel like you don't want to deal with it. For one, God can use you to help somebody else. So that's a great way to look at it. Maybe God's going to use you just to, you know, sometimes I feel like I remember even thinking for myself, well, that maybe that didn't seem like that big of a deal, but all of a sudden I speak that out loud and somebody says, ooh, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And totally connects with that. And so I think there's two ways to look at it, right? How can God help you to work through some things, but also how can he use those things so that you're helping somebody else? So I love that. It's like a give and a take at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
I would say the same thing. I would tell someone that whatever they think their burden may or may not be is someone else's burden. And in all likelihood, that person's going to be in the room. And if you can use your experience to help her, then you've got a newfound friend and newfound hope. You've given somebody else newfound hope.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, I say this a lot, and I truly mean this. We may not like the story that we've been given. We may be disappointed. We may look back and go, why? We thought it was going to be so different. But the truth of the matter is, the story that we've been given is the story that God has anointed for us to use. And so if we can, through him, by coming to him, and with a lot of this information that we've been given and that we find through the 8 chapters of Burdens and Blessings, that step-by-step healing process through the visuals we use, through the videos we use, through the communication we use, through the ministry of friendship that we use, that we can find healing and we can see God do such an incredible work, so that what the Bible says in Revelations 12:11, that by the blood of the Lamb and by the sharing of our story, that others can overcome. We can overcome, and God can use every
part of our story, whether we wish we'd had it or not. It is the one that God has willed into our life and wants to use. The more burdens we have, the more blessings that can pour from them, right?
True.
Think about it. So it really is. Well, listen, ladies, I want to thank you all so much for joining me. I want us to end on, we talked about the invitation of Matthew 11:28. Through the curriculum of Burdens of Blessings is a lot of information, the step-by-step guidance of how to start to walk through that transformation. But I always have to end on the inspirational side of it. Why? You know, why accept this invitation and go through these steps? And here it is. Here is the inspiration. God says that if we give to him our lives, as we submit ourselves to him, not just the good parts, but the burdens, the brokenness, the hurts, the trials, the tribulations, the addictions, all the things that we have walked through, abandonment issues, anxiety attacks, eating disorders, all those things, lost dreams. He says, if you will bring those to me, if you will give them to me and walk this biblical path to healing, that I can transform them. I can turn that hurt. I can heal it into a hope that you can feed the world, that you can give the world. And he says, oh, by the way, the inspiration is this. I want to use your life in such a way that it glorifies him, according to Ephesians 3:20. It says, glory be to God, who by his power at work within us, our burdens, our lives, can accomplish more than we could ever imagine or even dare to ask. Powerful, isn't it? And don't we see that, don't we, ladies? We see it every time. We see women walking out going, oh my gosh, the things I used to hide, I'm now sharing for the hope of others and for the glory of God. Isn't it just I cannot even contain my passion just talking about it. All right. Well, we have a final word for each of you. 30 seconds. If someone's sitting out there and they go, oh, I would like to, but I just don't know if I'd be accepted. I don't know that this will work for me. Each of you take 30 seconds and speak to that woman.
One woman said last night, I feel rejuvenated.
Yes.
She said, another said, this feels like home. She said, I feel like I can share anything. This feels like home. That was so powerful.
Yes.
So powerful.
Yes. So come find your home.
Mm-hmm.
And Kim, I always love and how you always say there is purpose in your pain and power in your story. And it really does come down to that, right? So I'd say try the study. You get a group. We'll find you a group, whatever it takes. One day retreat. You know, we just did one of those recently. And man, just the power of God in the room in just a few short hours. And just even the changes that we saw within that time frame was mind blowing. So it doesn't even have to be the whole 8 weeks. It could be a one day, it could be the 8 weeks, but just try it.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Thank you for having the heart to teach the curriculum and love women and speaking into their pain so that they do find their purpose. And we just, we will keep going, won't we? We will just keep going. Thank you so much. Ladies, and for our audience, our coffee audience, thank you so much for joining us. This is the delight of my heart. It is the passion of my life to present to you the words that will release you into the real purpose that God has called you into. God says that he birthed us with a purpose. So we were born with a purpose and on purpose to fulfill his calling. And I love, you know, we sum it up just as what Jen said, there's purpose in your pain and there's power in your story. We would love to help walk you to that at any time. You can reach out to us at kimgrable.org and we will talk about how we can bring this program to your area. Well, thank you so much again for joining me here for coffee. You have a lot to talk about, so keep the conversation going. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
To learn more about Kim's books, teaching materials, or to invite Kim to speak at your event, please visit kimcrables.org. Thank you for joining us today. And remember, to learn more, please visit kimcrables.org.